If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, scumbags. This is the Scummy Mummies podcast with your hosts, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne.
Gibson.
And it's me, Helen Thorne.
And our guest for today on the Scummy Mummies podcast is our close personal friend and world famous disc jockey. It's Tom Price.
Oh, hi.
Woo,
clapping myself. I mean, that's a very important radio rule. You have to clap yourself.
At all times. Look, I'll be honest with you. We've really invited you here because we need some tips. We've been doing this for 10 years. We've done 260 episodes and we finally realised we've got no fucking idea how to do this. What are your top tips, Tom?
I mean, cut to Phil Collins whenever possible. Have that rule that you've got a song lined up, you've got Ace of Base, because then you can always just go on the most incredibly weird, loose bit of whimsy.
Excellent.
And just know that you can always go to a song. I mean, I can't do it now, ironically.
Yeah.
But you should maybe do
perhaps
that.
I'll cut some in now.
Yeah.
Isn't that the EastEnders theme?
Yeah, that was good. Oh. Good bit of drama, though.
I did ear drumming as well, which is obviously a real loss to the listener.
Yeah, we probably can't cut it in because it's probably copyright, isn't it? Again, been doing it 10 years, don't know what we're doing.
I have done that a bit on podcasts, though. Put a little bit of music every now and again.
Yeah, but Phil Collins famously listens to every episode we've ever done.
Highly litigious, Collins. That's all he does. He sits there in his little control room. Yeah.
Shaking his fist.
He loves the episodes about breastfeeding from the early days. Well, welcome back on the podcast, Tom.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I don't think I've ever been asked back on a podcast.
Sloppy seconds, back in.
I know. I've got the same six stories, just so you know. So apologies if you want to just go and listen to the earlier version, I understand. It's very nice to be asked back. And love to come back to your house again.
I can't remember anything you said in the previous episode.
Great.
I'm sure no one else can. It'd be fine.
Yeah, no, me neither. I can't remember things I said yesterday.
Right.
I mean, when you do gigs, do you ever get off stage and someone will say that bit was funny, and you're like,
"What?
I don't remember. Did I mention Michael Jackson? I don't remember remembering Michael Jackson. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Well, we actually don't do Michael Jackson jokes because that's inappropriate, Tom. We wouldn't remember.
We're all learning. It's a process of learning.
I
would suggest for the listener, if you haven't listened to Tom's episode, go back, because my two favourite highlights were you talking about doing it with Billy Piper.
I wheeled the Billy Piper story out.
Yes, and how, I think, have you waxed your back?
Yeah, I waxed my back because I have a very hairy back, like a dog's bed. And so I had to deal with, I was unkempt. And so I had to deal with that. And then we were within an hour of meeting each other, fully naked. And our genitals were touching.
Increds.
Wow. It absolutely surreal. And
penis on Piper.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. The pipe was on Piper. And and then I don't know if this had happened when I told that story last, but we see each other relatively regularly at football because our kids play football in the same league, and there's a sort of
wow.
And the first time she was like, "Oh my god, how are you?" And then we were like, "Do you remember?" "Yeah, I remember." "Okay, bye bye." And now it's just a sort of PTSD nod.
So you don't talk?
No, not really. But I mean, inevitably, I'll probably end up interviewing her for something again. And I mean, it's weird because when you're a day player as an actor and you turn up on set for a couple of days, generally people don't really remember you. But she really remembers me. She really remembers me because of what happened and the things that I've seen and the things that she's seen and heard. Everything about it, the intimacy.
But then, how many people were filming it? Like you.
They did a closed set for that, so they get rid of a load of people.
Yeah.
So they ended up with only like two or three. But the cameraman did say, don't get a semi. Don't get a Henman. Surprise semi. That's before we started. Don't get a Henman.
How do you not get an erection with Billy Piper?
Well, I tell you what, and that's what I was concerned about. And because she's gorgeous. And like, I can get an erection just sitting next to a cushion. Don't be too
scared. There's six cushions on this sofa. I mean,
guys, sitting next to my Jean-Claude Van Damme cushion. I'm surprised he's not set you off.
Don't poke us in the eye.
That'll be... I'm so sorry. Those will be like those hemorrhoid cushions by the time I finish. I was really worried about that. And then it starts. And actually, it is just the last thing.
Right. Yeah.
You couldn't
possible.
If you wanted to.
That's right. But then the second... So it's 2 days filming just for one sex scene. And the second day, we were in the doggy position. And we were waiting for a camera to set up. And I was like, chilled. It was day two. It was fine. And we're pretty much naked. We had modesty pouches on. But I'm very much... Little Tom is nestled there, right? Because she's in... on all fours.
Yeah.
And she sort of absent-mindedly starts just bouncing.
Whoa, whoa.
And I was like, you need to stop doing that now, please. I'm so sorry. Can you... I don't know if she knew. I don't think she didn't know what she was doing, but she was definitely... It was the playfulness was incredibly arousing.
Yes. But you don't talk about it now. You just do the awkward nod.
Yeah.
You don't chat. Yeah. I when I was in my 20s, I slept with my friend's Austrian cousin, whose name was Helmut. Again, I'd not known him very long, let's say. And we had it off. And then we decided to have it off again a few days later because it was nice. But I had some friends in my house, like, coming around my house. And so he came around my house and then, like, you know, we had it off. And then my friends arrived. And then it was just weird because they all knew his name was Helmut. And I was shagging him. And none of them, but they were awful. They were awful. None of them could keep a straight face. And the poor man... Like, they were just unwell and making awful jokes.
Helmut.
He's called Helmut.
So what are they supposed to do? I'm on your friend's side. Did they ask questions about Helmut?
How did you get on a motorbike? We want to watch out. You don't want to have a crash. Things like that.
Wow.
And the poor man, not unreasonably, he like left after 20 minutes. And then I never saw him again until like when I was heavily pregnant with my first baby. It was like 10 years later or something. Mm. And he was obviously at my friend's wedding because he was his cousin.
Did you clock he was going to be there?
No, I just hadn't really thought about it. I hadn't really thought about him, to be honest, because it was just, you know, it's like, it's not like I saw him. He came from Austria and he went back to Austria. And then he's there with his wife and his kids.
What are the little helmets called? They're like thimbles. What are their names?
They're just named after hats. So there's Bowler. Little Bowler was there. She's very quick, sweet little sombrero.
Yeah.
Spanish mother.
I think it's nice to have that understanding. That we both slept with each other, and we know, and there'll maybe be a flash of eye contact, and that's it. I think that's quite cool to play it like that.
I've made it about me and everyone I've slept with. Great. I hope you enjoy
this. That's what I was hoping for. You've got to put the scum in Scummy Mummies. This is what I'm here for.
I hope my son's in the future listening to this. Perhaps after I'm dead. Oh, I'd just like to hear Mum's voice again. Oh, my God. She's telling a story about sleeping with an Austrian called Helmut. Oh, my God.
Uncle Helmut. That genuinely concerns me when I think about my legacy, what my kids will have of me to pour through. It's my podcast and me telling filthy stories.
Yeah.
And they're going to know what... They'll know the real me. There's no veneer you can put up for the kids. That's it.
I have thought about that, but then I think, well, how would you feel as an adult if you were listening to these sorts of things about your parents?
Physically sick.
Right, okay.
As an adult, I would feel... I would love it. Oh, my God, I'd love it to be able to hear them in... You know, the full version of them.
Mm. Even all the dirty bits and the...
No, I'd feel sick.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think my kids need to know about the time I accidentally sent a picture of my fanny to the neighbours.
They will, that's the thing.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? I don't know. That's a question. It's not a statement. Do I tell them
or do they find out?
Mm.
But also, because we've got friends who discovered letters about their parents before... I mean, after their parents died, so they had all these questions, but they had no opportunity to kind of go...
Yes.
You know, is it better to let them know the full picture with... They can ask questions.
The thing is the element of surprise, and the sad thing is, if it was my parents, I'd be shocked. And yet, for all three of us, I guarantee you all our kids would listen to, including the family.
Yeah.
And they'd just go...
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
I'd be more interested to hear that my parents had done something intelligent and worthwhile.
Yep.
And given something to the human
species.
That would surprise them. That would shock them.
You have a degree?
Exactly.
Wait, she once voted Conservative? Yeah. Oh, my God. She's been living a lie my whole life.
That's what they really need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No. And I think I have peace about it. Like, because obviously I wrote my book and one of the chapters is called like basically sex and wanking. And so I know my teenager has read it because she said, I can't believe that guy didn't turn up to your date. And I was like, that's in the middle of that chapter. God. So yeah.
And that's the bit that they can't believe from that chapter.
Yeah.
That's the bit they choose.
Yeah.
Because the rest is not a surprise.
Yeah. No, this exactly
is
right.
The problem, Helen. This is the truth that we've given our kids.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
It's going to really bite us in the ass. And they're all going to sue us for putting them on social media. Have you heard this?
Oh.
There's this big theory that's gathering pace that loads of kids are in 20 years' time going to sue us because we've all been... I mean, I haven't...
No, neither
recently.
Have we.
Yeah. I've switched it off. But I did a bit on Facebook early doors. They're going to be like, that was my image and you had no right to post it for cheap likes.
But even like close Facebook.
Yeah, just lawyer up now is my advice.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, delete.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Totally. Yeah. We've never ever showed our children's faces on our scummy mummies.
No.
We've been quite
talked about them. But sometimes if we tell a poo story we just don't say which child it is, and it's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. They can't fucking good luck suing us for that, Charlie. Right. I mean, or Joe. No, I think
or Charlie Brown as we call him.
I think I've made peace with it, by which I mean in the last 2 minutes talking to you, because I think I think if you tell someone information you sort of can't take it back, whereas I think if they start listening to the podcast and they get to like episode 8 and they're like, fuck me, this is TMI, they can just gauge what the other 250 episodes are like and just go, alright, maybe I don't need to know all this shit.
So, I think they can extrapolate everything about us from what they see of us on a day-to-day basis. I think like my youngest
said, they've got a good picture of
you.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
My youngest said to me, Dad, you're so ADHD the other day, because I was being particularly ADHD, and I was like, you fucking know.
Mm.
You smart little bastard.
Mm.
You know me. And I just thought, no one, like, not even Beth, because my wife, she just doesn't care when I'm being ADHD. She's had it for 20 years, but like Edmund, my youngest, will look at it and go, you are being, like, he sees me. Really weird.
They know too much. They do know too much. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. And when, I'm going into the teen years, and this is what I was going to ask you about, because we haven't seen you on the podcast for about 5 years. So you've gone into a whole new era of parenting. You've got, you're on the cusp of teening.
11 and 8. Oh. So obviously it's always the eldest who's the sort of the frontier of where things are changing. So secondary school, right?
Yeah.
And that change that happens almost overnight in the first few weeks, and they come back with a whole different vocabulary.
Oh, they speak completely different.
And like a shank.
I everything's calm. Do you get that a lot? Calm, calm. Like as in cool, cool, cool. They go calm, calm. Nice.
Oh,
calm.
Nice.
Leng, she's Leng.
What the hell are you saying?
Leng means pretty. She's Leng. So when we're watching Strictly...
Did you tell them the Billy Piper story? Yeah. we just get the eye... Mine are 9 and 12, both boys, and we just get the eye rolling. Now. Like, he sounds like he's on 40 Lambert and Butler a day. Just like, what? And that can be about, can you move that fork so that you don't stab yourself in the eye?
Tiny things. Like, he couldn't believe we were sending him to bed at 9 o'clock because he was... fucking knackered. He'd have a sleepover the night before. He had to go to bed. He couldn't believe it's the sheer shock of what's happening. And you just sit there. It's quite nice because it unites you with your other half as well. We can just enjoy it. It's like a sort of sitcom that plays out. He went absolutely mental this morning, right? Full screaming, stomping, and everything because I'd undone his shoelace.
Asshole.
Why no? Right?
Hang on. Why would you fucking undo someone's shoelace?
Because he was putting his shoes on.
Right.
And I thought, he got his shoes with the laces done up, and he started to put one on in that way, fingers down the back. Argh! And he was sitting on the floor, and I always say, stand up, use your heft to push yourself into your shoe.
You're doing it wrong, son!
You're not hefting your way into the shoe. So I grabbed the other shoe, and I undid the shoelace. And he went absolute tonto, because I'd...
Does he like... Because my son, he never undoes a shoe. He puts them on,
so
and he's like
slop around them all day.
Also, crucially, I'm like, you're damaging the back of the shoe.
Yes, I know. Hugo sits on the heels, and it drives me
nuts.
Well,
I'm going to have to buy you new shoes.
Yeah, you're ruining them.
I'm not, but so don't. I'm saving myself money. I don't care about your comfort or your time management.
Ego.
I'm saving myself money. It's the change has been very quick. Broadly, though, it's quite fun. It's quite nice because they're more independent now. Like, he will go out to school by himself.
Yeah.
He's like, layers, slam. And there's just this calm,
yes,
in the old-fashioned sense of the word, that just descends on the house.
And they leave a bit earlier in high school, which is a blessing.
And he gets home, this is the best bit, right? He gets home about 3, by which point I've left to go and do my radio show. So I am barely seeing my kids right now, guys, and it is wonderful. I get pictures sent to me. I can text him.
Yes.
How are you? How is the day?
Do you get replies, though?
Yeah, but like one sentence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not yeah, YH. Do you get that? YH.
You whore?
No. I always think of it as yaha. Yaha. But it's not. It's yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
YH. I get that a lot. So, you know, I feel like I'm in touch with them, but I don't have to see them that much. But then, of course, the downside of that is I sort of miss them. That's the problem, though, isn't it? It's forever that push and pull, and you get these moments where they're
too much or too little.
You never get the nice bit in the middle.
No.
When they're sleeping and they look quite cute.
Beautiful.
But then at the same time, never take a picture of them when they're sleeping.
Why?
Because, and I've learned this, it's an awful thing, they look dead.
Yeah, well...
You look at the picture back and you're like, yeah, they look a bit dead.
You can't take photos of teens now. That feels like an invasion of privacy.
Oh, is that right?
Also they smell. The smell is I think, one of the hardest things to come by.
So what are we talking with? Is like a just body odour?
Yes, it might be the stinky... The hair can stink very badly, but if they haven't put deodorant on during the day and they come back after a PE session, woof.
The full sausage onions
thing. Exactly, right.
And do you confront them with that?
To the shower.
Oh, great.
I feel like I'm doing them a service.
Yeah.
But are we? Yeah. So we're at 11 and 12.
We're very similar.
15-year-old. Are we on the cusp... I'm like, part of me is like, this is okay. Like, yeah, there's a bit of eye rolling and a bit of moaning, but basically it's okay. Is it going to get worse? Or is this kind of what we've got to look forward to?
I think it's always going to be a bit mixed bag. It's sort of like when they're little, they're cute and they sleep, but then they have tantrums. But with teenagers, they're great to hang with. You have great, fantastic conversations.
He makes me laugh, my child.
Yeah, and I love seeing the world through it, and I love having great, I love when they discover something, and, we can talk about history or politics or whatever, or just spend an hour watching Instagram reels and wetting ourselves. Mm. And that's really nice. But then it's the mood swings. And again, if they have been to a sleepover and come back,
tired.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awful. Unreasonable.
And they act up with their friends. That's something else I've discovered a lot more. Like, I used to a lot of, dad Ubering around the place of football and things like that. And 3 kids in the back of the car would be nothing. It'd be fine. We'd chat and I would sort of, I'd drive the conversation. Like I'm interviewing a celebrity about their new movie.
You're getting less cool. I think that's...
Exactly that. And whatever I say, especially one of my eldest's best friends, he will literally say the sky is red. Like, he will say because he's gone very teen, very early. And it happened for the first time about 3 months ago, and I had a massive argument with them all. Because I was thinking I'm their equal.
Yeah.
And not at all. You're just an Uber
driver. I'm wearing my cap backwards.
Yeah.
I'm in a bomber jacket.
It's a good moment when you go, no, these are just, they're just these idiots. Who rub alongside you when they're like that, when they're in that gang thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really it was a real eye-opener, that. So now I just ignore them. I completely ignore them when they're together.
I think Charlie's friends just think I'm just weird because, like, things like the van is parked outside my house and we're often leaving about 3 o'clock, about the same time as they're coming. So the other day, weren't we? We were going to some gig.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And these, like, 5 boys
were like, red, 17. Like,
Reservoir Dogs.
A reference they couldn't possibly get.
Yeah, yeah. And we're like just loading the van up with giant blow up inflatable whale dolls and things like that, and gold catsuits. We're like, "Am I allowed?" And they're like,
"This is the thing. I think our kids are all going to be like accountants and lawyers to push back against these saffies. Weird podcasty oddballs, show offs, weirdos."
Yeah, they're going to retreat in.
I think so. I hope so.
Well, Pete's got a normal job. Like, I don't even know what it is. So, but it's something in management.
Pete's busy.
Does he get like emails and things?
Yeah. Well, that's what he says. Microsoft he's up Teams. In and off now. I mean, I don't know if he could be doing anything. He says just like, don't look at the hard drive.
Yeah, be fine. Yeah, yeah. There's steam coming off your router. Don't worry about it. It's absolutely fine.
He's just circling back all the time.
The police came into the computer way to fix it the other day. Anyway.
Yeah. That's what's called PC World. Don't worry about it. It's absolutely fine.
Oh, dear.
Well, I was well, now that we're in sort of family land chat, I did want to say, because you've been with your lady friend, your wife, Beth, 20 years,
jeez,
Tom.
I know.
And so half of that has been child rearing, and so you're in the thick of it now.
Yeah.
How's it all going? Like,
you sound like a marriage counsellor.
I'm up for this.
How's it all going?
Can I get Beth on Zoom? Because she might have a few things to say.
When was the last time you had it off?
Yes. Do you know what? My son asked me that question the other day.
He said,
we've done loads of sex education at school, but whenever I talk to you about it, you just wrap it up and move on.
Wrap it up!
And I was like, well, that's my training, love. That's because I'm going to Phil Collins. But look, I said, if you want to talk about this, any questions, you just ask me. And he was like, okay. Silence. And I'm like, what's the worst thing he can ask? When did you last have sex with mummy? So I was like, this morning.
At least he said, with mummy.
With myself. I said, that's personal. You can't ask that. He went, all right, okay. How long does sex last? I was like, well...
could be 2 minutes, could be 6 minutes. It really just depends.
Exactly. I was like, it's like, how long's a movie? It could be for an hour. And he laughed, the idea of an hour. He was like, what? You just lie there going, and I was like, oh, look, we're at football. Cheers, bye-bye. Genuinely. He arrived at the gates for football going, for an hour. And I went, yes, that's right. Cheers. There you are. There's your team. Off you go. And that was that.
Oh, I had a chat with my 12-year-old yesterday. And he said, what's Viagra? And I said, well, it's a pill that older men take if they can't have sex anymore, and it helps them have sex. And he said, what, to get a hard on? And I was like, yes, a blue exactly. pill to get a hard on. And he's like, but it wasn't the fact of that, the function of the pill. He was like, but why would an old man want to have sex?
Old, you mean 40?
Yeah.
Do you know the story about Viagra? Do you know how they discovered Viagra?
No.
So it was for people who were getting this lockdown thing in their esophagus. Food was getting stuck, right? And they tried to invent a drug to solve that problem because it was all about tension and being clenched. So they created this drug to do that. Mm. And loads of people took it and they were like, well, my food is still stuck, but I've got a stiffy, basically.
For hours and hours.
They all reported back. Loads of people were taking these tablets to solve, like, a bit of bread stuck in their amazing. Stomach, and they were all getting hard-ons.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Oh, if you excuse me, I just got to pop upstairs and give Pete some Rennies.
Well, I was asking you about lovely Beth, because Ellie and I are big fans of you and Beth. Love Beth.
We wanted her today. She's busy. So.
Yeah.
She's, yeah.
But every year, come September, we look forward to your social media. Can you tell the listener what you and your wife get up to?
So, years ago, we noticed that everyone was doing this thing where on the day you go back to school, everyone seems to write obligatory back-to-school photo, and it's a picture of the kids in front of the door, right? Mm-hmm. Lovely. A very Facebook, sort of a closed social media thing. That was fine. Yeah. And then I saw people doing it on Insta and Twitter, and I was like, don't know about putting your kids with your door on those things.
And their school.
Like all that stuff. So we were chatting about that, and then we realised that the real joy about them going back to school was us. I didn't care about them starting their exciting learning journey. I cared about them leaving the house and leaving us alone. So we decided to do our version, which was us celebrating. So the obligatory back to school photo would be an image of us always on the doorstep.
Yeah.
But for example, me with golf clubs in full golf gear, Beth dressed with a towel and a big pile of books under her arm and champagne. And this sort of escalated. It started with just us with drinks. That's what it was the first year. We had a bottle of champagne each. And then this year just gone, we got a hot tub.
Oh,
and we put
it made me unwell.
It's so funny.
It was. My poor neighbour Mark, he dreads getting the text every September. Mark, could you just nip over for 5 minutes? What have you done?
Oh, God.
Because I like to get... I think it's funny that I get naked, so I have to, be in a hot tub. So I'm sitting in a hot tub.
Billy Piper is not available.
That's right.
Mark, did you have a modesty pouch at least?
No, nothing. But he had to move in such a way that I... Because then I sprayed the champagne in a hot tub on the front doorstep. And we were both in our swimming kit celebrating with a hot tub on the front doorstep. So, and it has become, despite the books that my wife has written and the podcasts and the radio shows that I do, it's easily the thing that people say to me most often. Because it went mad on Twitter. And inevitably, someone on Twitter went, celebrating your kids going, you'd rather get likes than... Yes, I would, yes.
Yes, I'd rather get drunk and get likes. Did you? Yes. Yeah, drink the champagne. It's a good excuse.
Exactly. To drink the and that's the other thing as well. We would always drink champagne on that morning and then end up being drunk. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Do you feel a pressure now to go bigger every year?
Yes. So this year, we didn't have a plan until like the day before. and I just like I realised we could possibly put a hot tub on it. It would just about fit because our neighbours got this blow up hot tub.
Oh, so they okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a very much a panic buy. I was really hoping to sort of power it down a bit because of the pressure. And then you realise these guys who do constant, you guys do brilliant stuff on Instagram. Like it's the pressure of having to give this content, and that's once a year, one image a year, and I was giving me sleepless nights because we couldn't think of anything. Like at one stage, we were thinking about getting lookalikes to be like serving us food and all this stuff, and so it was, it is the pressure of what social media requires of you, but it was worth it.
Yeah, where do you go? Bouncy Castle, maybe?
Yeah, Bouncy Castle's great. I do like the idea of us on, maybe next year, on sort of massage tables.
And then
the people doing the massage are famous. That's what I really want.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I
want
to get Ant
good.
And Dec giving us a massage on
yes,
the front doorstep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we start now, when are we recording this? In November. If we start now and try and build up until next year.
To
get someone ludicrously famous. If not, you guys will do it, right?
Oh, in a heartbeat, in a gold catsuit.
Yeah,
I did. That's a collab I can get behind.
Yeah, okay, great. We'll
get it sponsored by...
We'll talk to Iceland.
Yes, good.
I'll be covered in prawns. Let's eat prawns off my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I used to have a bit of stand-up about, you know, like it when people... The naked sushi geisha girls with the sushi. Like a parenting version with mini baby bells on your tits and then breadsticks and hummus in your belly button, breadsticks in your badge. So you can have that if you like, Tom. Just do that.
I'm enjoying it. I think that will. That is so weird.
Can we go back to the fact that you have got this job, which ideally, you have got this job. You've got this amazing job. You've got your dream job. Can you tell us about it? And also the fact that it is drive time, 4 till 7 weekdays.
Oh
so you've got out of the fucking shit storm.
Oh my God.
Of parenting.
So I'm there in the mornings because I've done a lot of breakfast cover because I would sit in for Ronan whenever Ronan was away.
Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating on breakfast. What's that? Do you remember Rob Deering used to do that? You sing it best when you've got bread in your mouth. So Ronan, of course, being Ronan, was like, way loads. So I've done loads of breakfast cover for the last 5 or 6 years. I've had all the getting up stupidly early, not seeing the kids for breakfast week after week after week. So that's all finished now. So I'm there in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Then I walk the dogs, hang out with my wife. Often, which is goes back to what you're saying about the 20 years together. I think the fact we both have a bit of time together is quite good. It can be bad, but like...
Nice time, though.
Nice time.
Yeah.
I mean, also, it's kind of like a business meeting. Yeah. When it's just exchange. She comes sometimes in the morning at about 7 o'clock. She'll sit there and I've been up for like 20 minutes. And she'll just pull out her phone and I can see the calendar on her phone.
In the reflection of her glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And I can see... Tom. And she's... And then she does that. I was like, yeah, 1 second. And I've just got to, and I'll just disappear for like half an hour and get out of there because it's a business meeting where she wants to go through every date that we've got lined up for the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Anyway, so I'll just have a lovely day and then I'll go off and do drive time, 4 till 7, leave the house at, you know, like 2 or something,
mm-hmm.
hang out with Kat Shoup, who's glorious, and play some great songs and, crucially, avoid my kids when they come home.
Yes.
When they're tired and irritable and want to play computer games and don't want to do their homework and have weird clubs that you've got to pick them up from and have play dates with kids you don't like and all these things.
Chuck a frozen pizza in the oven. All those things.
I can't... I was saying to you when I arrived today, I've had 20 years of side hustles, of podcasts and acting and writing and all these bits and bobs, which I love... But to have landed in this job is I'm 5 weeks into it and I can't tell you what a weird feeling it is. Like, I'm so lucky, I'm so happy, but it's a strange feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know how to be at ease with myself professionally at the moment because I'm doing exactly what I want to do.
And you don't have to, you can't want for anything else?
No, but my default is to want for something else.
Yeah, because you'll start going...
But well, everyone's is, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
you've got that,
of course
you've got that little voice going, but what could go wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll screw up this link. Oh, I've just screwed up the link. There you are. That's what's going on.
Yeah. I'm a shitbag. I told you.
I don't deserve this.
No, I'm ruining it.
Imposter. Knew it. I've had a really bad week. There's a bit of that. The tendrils of the gremlins... are coming through a bit at the moment. I don't know how I'm turning this into a complaint. That's nonsense. But it is amazing. And the number of times I hear people say over the years, you know, on a chat show, you've just got to stick with it. You've just got to keep going. And I'm always like, you would say that because you're
got there.
Jonathan Ross.
Yeah.
So obviously, this is not an accurate... Mathematically, you're not hearing from everyone.
Yeah.
They need to get everyone on. They need to get all the people who got to a certain age and went, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I've always
been... I just gave up. It wasn't happening. Yeah.
And I was really happy and went and had a really nice time or whatever. So it's really odd to be in that moment now where I'm like, oh yeah, I just kept going and I've landed a thing. It's really weird. I'm very happy.
And tell us what it is like to be like, because I love drive time, because I think you think that's when people are, well, literally
well, we
driving
love Magic FM. My favourite thing is when we have it on in the van and sometimes we'll just like write message in and say, can you play Africa by Toto? And then you play it!
Yeah. Oh! I mean,
that is the song you should always request because it's on every hour. Yeah. Even when we go 100% Christmas, we just stick some jingle bells over that.
I did obviously in the great preparation before this podcast. I looked at your reel on your website.
Oh my God.
You've interviewed everybody.
Well, I've been very lucky. I've been there for 6 years, and some great people have come through, and it's amazing. Like, it's very weird though, because it's the opposite of this. It's someone you don't know.
Oh,
well.
Thanks.
It's someone you in every sense, none taken, Tom. In the sense that it's someone you don't know very well.
Yeah.
And you get a really tiny period of time with them.
Mm.
You know, so like, this is amazing. I know you guys, and we can sit for ages, and it's just lovely. Whereas those things are quite intense, and then you get the junkets, which I don't like the junkets because you get like 8 minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's when you're back in the hotel room,
right? And I've done that with a few, like a Jim Carrey. I'll do that with Jim Carrey because it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but 8 minutes is nothing.
Yeah,
it's nothing.
That's two stories.
It's not even time to ask them when they last had sex with their wife.
You know?
Yeah. Or no. As my son asked me the other day, can you drink semen? Right. You don't have time for that stuff.
Jim Carrey would not be expecting that.
No, but he'd have an answer.
Yes.
I don't like those. But then you get like a 15 or 20 minutes, or which is perfect. Mm. Or you go the other way, and sometimes you get a little bit too long.
And then you've run out.
And I'm definitely not going to name any names.
After the show, obviously.
Take that.
Yeah.
We had them for 45 minutes.
Oh my God.
And we ran aground very early on.
Whoa.
And it was breakfast and it was a Christmas thing. And I had some Bucks Fizz. Oh. It was a prop, in fact. So I opened the Bucks Fizz and I was like, hey. And I said to my co-host, do you want some Bucks Fizz? No, I'm driving off the show. Okay. Gary, everyone said no. And I just sat there sipping.
You didn't
Bucks
even
Fizz
do a Jason Orange Juice joke?
In silence. I don't think he was there. I think he'd gone then. That's a great.
Oh.
Shit! Wish I could go back in time for just for that. But it was
5 minutes.
If you're listening, Magic FM producers, next time Roland's off, if you want humour of that quality,
give me a call. I've got a number.
Gibson's in.
So it is weird when you get a bit too long with someone and you do run aground a bit, and you start find yourself wrapping up with an A-lister who's got more time. But broadly, it's amazing.
Yeah,
and you do get starstruck, like Gwen Stefani. I just internally lost my shit.
No, she's a shining beacon of amazingness. Like just a perfect person.
Yes,
she's all right.
Good BBC counter, like that.
Yeah. Just keep it's a well-oiled machine.
She has a massive entourage with her, and she can laugh at herself. Nerve-wrackingly for her, we had a lot of emails before about things we couldn't bring up as well, and sometimes that happens. The PRs really muddy the waters.
Oh, if you brought one of them up, did she go, don't speak?
Which case I would bring it up a lot. Please sing it again, Gwen. So that's sometimes happens. We had a bad one with Hugh Jackman. Lovely, I mean, God, the nicest guy, the best interview. Just a lot of PR nonsense before.
Best mates.
Gorgeous man. And we had a great interview. But, stuff to do with the film he had. It was a very serious film about very serious things. And I wanted to just touch on it, do his film promo, and then have a chat with him, which is what we did. But the PR was not happy because they wanted us just to talk about this film, which was very serious and depressing, for 15 minutes. And I was like, that's not what we're going to do on a radio station.
I want to talk about jazz hands.
And I don't want to hear about that.
Hugh Jackman.
It's amazing.
I want to hear about how he did the hat dance with Zac Efron. Come on. That's what the people want. Give them what they want.
How did he get off so quickly for fucking Wolverine?
And they real sideburns.
Oh. We did the photo as well. That's always a nice bit when you do the photo with them and you get to put your arm around Hugh Jackman and just go, God, he's just like
fucking meat,
like a bit like a door. It's like putting your arm around a door. It's unreal.
Do you not do the Keanu Reeves? I thought you're supposed to hover now. I thought you were supposed to touch people.
I do ask.
Do you?
Before, I do.
Said, can I touch you?
Consent to sign this form.
Yeah, when they walk in. Do you mind if I will be touching you during the interview? Is that okay? Yeah, no, you do. You do. You have to.
Is there anyone you've not done yet that's still like on your dream list?
The dream list? Wow. I think I would... I'd love to do Madonna. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Anyone who's kind of big on magic. Obviously, Ace of Base. That would be the dream.
Yes.
One of them sadly died, but whoever is left in Ace of Base, I would love to do. Yeah, Madonna's definitely up there. And just James Blunt again. I could interview James Blunt every day.
He's very funny, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he's very funny. And I slip into an impression of him when I'm... We both just have a sort of posh off, and it's just like we're sort of on a skiing holiday together. And it's just very... And we just, there's no content at all.
Well, it's just like he's in the room.
He sat down for our last interview live on air, and he just released his greatest hits. And he said, yeah, so I've got my greatest hits, all my top songs, and a few new tracks as well. Sort of strap-ons, if you will. I like a strap-on.
Sorry.
Me and Harriet just going, and obviously I'm just like, this is the best. And you know everyone's pissing themselves.
Was this live?
Dead. This was live.
Dead.
And he kept back refereeing it. Of course he did. He's hilarious.
He's naughty. Yeah.
He's brilliant. So I'd love to just interview him every day, basically.
Oh, we should get him, see if he'd come on this bullshit.
I think he would love it.
David Tennant as well. David Tennant.
Oh, he's a charmer.
I've interviewed him before. I just want, yeah.
But you've got the Torchwood, you know, Doctor Who connection.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned that. You were on Torchwood, the Doctor Who spin-off.
I was, years ago. And it's still haunts me. I mean, it's brilliant. I love it. It's on Nerds
Speak. The nerds won't forget.
The nerds. Nerds are never forget. My people. We are, you know, like when I see my kids who aren't nerds, I'm like, you should be weirder because it's all the weirdos who are the best people in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just as a side note, this morning, I saw my son's telephone, his mobile phone, and I thought, I'll just do a quick deep dive into the. He has a WhatsApp group called D&D Club, the lads, brackets, also nerds.
Oh. That's so good. I would enjoy.
That's so good.
I would have loved that at school. I would have given anything to be part of that group when I was his age. That's amazing.
Thought that was so cute. It's the brackets, brilliant. Also nerds. Oh. Everything about it. And there was just like, just cute little memes. That was really sweet. And then he's got like other ones called the Capri Sun Appreciation Society. Like,
your work here is done.
Oh, he's a good boy.
I think the nerds are going to go so mainstream that people who do sport are going to be the nerds in the future.
Yeah, they'll be the
dorks. They'll be the bullied ones. Yeah.
I listened to this podcast called Reality Gaze, which I highly recommend. It's about these two gay men in their 40s in America watching shit TV, which I enjoy all of those things. But they were saying the other day they're irritated that the word nerd has been co-opted, not by people like your son, but by people who actually aren't nerds.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, I'm a nerd. And what they mean is that I've seen 4 Marvel films.
That's not on, really.
Nerd,
you have to have the damage to be a nerd. Right. You have to have an element of being rejected by the mainstream, otherwise you can't call yourself a nerd.
You've got to
have the damage on board. Like being a stand-up.
Yeah.
You can't get stand-ups who have had a perfect life. No, I'm not.
No, because they're not interesting. There's nothing to cling to. And I've probably said this on the podcast before. I remember Ellie in our early days, she said, when you get up on stage, Helen, the audience wants to know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Why would you do this?
Yeah, that's
there's
so
something
true, isn't it?
Missing.
Yeah.
There's something lacking for you to be there.
Explain it. And then just apologise.
Why do you need me to clap at you?
Yeah.
Pete said just last night. You had a lovely time there.
Always like a clap at the feet. That's nice. Like, you've landed the plane, son.
Could have answered your son's question last night.
Oh, God.
Now with the tone.
Oh, stop it. We all hate attention. Stop it.
Can I ask you a favour, as you have access to celebrities and interviews?
Yeah.
Could you get the actors, please, who played the Weasley twins in the Harry Potter films? Could you please get them on your show and could you invite me along?
Yeah,
and could
we
please...
It's a weird sexual niche. It's the odd kink that you've got.
So this is my...
Yeah.
This,
love
this is my celebrity interview story, which is just the same as interviewing like Hugh Jackman. No, it's just the same. But years ago, when I was a video games journalist, I interviewed Oliver and James Phelps, I think they're called.
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot that wrong. The Weasley twins, and they were in a video game about a Harry Potter game, and I interviewed them again at one of these junket things, I think, for like 8 minutes. And as a stupid boring joke, because I, like you, I didn't like junkets and I found them boring and I just used to say stupid shit.
And there's also gatekeepers with clipboards who get my back up.
And
they start the time as soon as you sit down. As soon as your butt hits that chair, boop, your 8 minutes start. So no matter how much you're going, oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God, amazing. Congratulations. Well done on the film.
How are you?
That's all like that.
And, oh, you can't ask them about the films. You can only ask them about the game. Well, the people don't care about the game. People, blah, blah, blah.
Awful.
So I said, to start off, I said, oh, nice to meet you. So tell me, how did you two meet? And they played along with
they
it.
I love it.
They are wonderful.
And they were like, well, it's quite a weird story.
You must have been so happy.
I was loving it. And then one of them did a joke about having to have plastic surgery to look like the other one.
Guys.
And the better looking one. But they were great.
Probably relieved that you were asking them something new.
So they kept a straight face. I kept a straight face. We had a little bit of fun. And that was it. And it was all of 15 seconds. Not the best joke I've ever done, but they played along with it. And it was fun. And I enjoyed it. And we put it, and it was filmed, and we put it on the internet.
Perfect.
That clip has now been seen by last check, which was a few months ago. I think it was like 12 million people.
Wow.
It's the most seen thing in 30 years of making content, being a journalist, being a broadcaster, being on the radio, on the telly, doing our show, writing a book. That's the most viewed thing I've ever produced.
I'm not surprised,
And of course, the comments are just people going, how fucking thick is this woman? Like, how stupid. What a stupid cunt.
Believable.
And and not only that, and about it resurfaces every 3 months. It goes viral again, like every 3 months.
So it's a minimum of 12 million.
And then people start messaging us, don't they?
Yeah, going,
you need to slap an advert on that.
Yeah.
That needs to be yours. The Billy Piper one.
Yeah.
That someone clipped that on YouTube. It's now been taken down by the copyright people, but it was up until about 5 years ago, and it was just just me and Billy Piper having sex. Lovely comments about how ugly I was / am. A lot of that stuff on YouTube, and that had something like 350 million views.
Whoa.
Fuck me!
But and this is in 2015 before views went insane.
Yeah.
And all I could think was, God, if I got 4p for every one of those.
Hang on,
exactly. Fucking podcasts with scummy mummies, would I?
No,
I'd be absolutely fine.
No,
Daniel Radcliffe came into Magic. He was one of our favourite interviews. Actually, he was utterly gorgeous. He stunk of fags.
I kind of like him a bit more.
Yes. He's gorgeous and he's funny. And again, it's the same humour, Ellie. It's the same thing. You can say weird shit, like when you hang out with stand-ups and you just say stupid shit.
Yeah,
and they go with it.
Is that the front door?
It was the front door.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Is it Daniel Radcliffe? It's James Blunt. Stop it, James.
Hide under the stairs.
Is it something from Amazon, Ellie?
Oh, perfect.
What is that? It is a glory hole in the side of it, Ellie.
Leave it with me.
Oh, it's some bulbs for my garden. Your neighbour Joy is going to come round and put them in my garden tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Everyone needs a neighbour called Joy.
Yes, Joy is a joy.
God loves Joy.
She's a great...
Yeah. You can't not be if you call Joy. You have to be
great.
Very nice.
Now, look, that was my obvious seamless segue into Amazon deliveries. Tell us about your podcast, Tom Price.
I can't believe you set up a delivery just for that.
I know, it was quite something. Magic!
So I started this in 2019. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster. You guys have been on it. And we're doing it again very soon with you, Helen. But we sit down and we open up our guests' Amazon history. And then we go through everything they've ever bought. Well, not quite everything. But the idea is to tell the story of their life through their Amazon history.
It's fucking brilliant.
I'm very excited to do yours. Mine was less interesting than I thought it was going to be, to be honest.
Yours was a great episode.
Oh, good.
I loved yours.
You have to say that. It would be difficult if you sat there and went...
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but that's okay. We learned a lot of learnings.
Some days it just works. Some days it's just a job. But,
yours is brilliant. I can't now remember anything you bought, but that's just because I've done like 120 episodes of this thing. And it's a joy. I haven't done it for a few months now. Do you get that with this? I suppose not. You have to keep them coming, don't you?
Well, because we have put out a podcast every fortnight for over 10 years.
Jesus.
I know.
Jesus. That's what you have to do.
But what I love about your podcast is that, you know, you're essentially going through a shopping list.
Yeah.
But what it does opens up these, like, why the fuck in 2019 did you buy this? And then you'll just meander into, I guess, I mean, it's an amazing way of getting into a piece of someone's history without... You know, the boring questions.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to find out more about them than the old, so, you know, how did you get into comedy?
Oh,
blah, 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 blah.
I don't care. I
no
can't.
One cares. How
no
did you
one
meet?
Cares.
No one cares.
Yeah.
And it's been said before. So you're...
It never ceases to amaze me, the joy when you do for example, Rufus Sewell came on and he had bought a Jeremy Clarkson car annual.
Why?
Which he'd forgotten that he bought, and he's the least Clarkson person. And he was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I got into cars. I didn't know how to drive. And then Kiefer Sutherland on the set of a film taught me how to drive.
Whoa.
Right. So suddenly out of nowhere, the beginning of the episode from one item, Rufus Sewell is telling me about Kiefer Sutherland teaching him how to drive on the set of a movie. And you're like, and you get this great moment where you must get this in your podcast where people say, I've never told this story before.
Oh no, that's the biscuit. That's the nugget.
Suckle harder. So there's a lot of that, and it is just, it's a delight.
And because I recently listened to the Julia Morris episode, which was great, and she only had four purchases.
Yes.
In total.
What the fuck?
Yes.
I know.
And yet we could have done a 3-hour.
Yeah, recording. And that was what was so fascinating.
I mean, well, I want to know that, but I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to listen to the podcast.
Please do.
But it gave a window into her becoming divorced, which was a really beautiful. And then she sort of opened up so beautifully about all the things that she had to re. Oh no,
was it Ben Bag wrote Bleach? Yeah.
Actually, we're far off.
Really close.
I think that
really
was, close. That was roughly it. There wasn't DIY stuff in there.
That was great because it's a bit like Room 101 in a way because, I mean, but with you choosing those items.
Yeah.
You know, like you pick through. You're not going through every fucking thing. Otherwise,
no. And I don't prepare either. A lot of people think that sort of when I've had bigger guests on,
they'll cherry pick these interesting
because
things.
Because then, and I've tried that, but then you spend your whole time thinking I've got to get to the next good bit. I'd much rather sit there. Then I'm surprised, and I love that moment where I'm like with Julian Clary. Hang on, sorry, one second. Door wedges, right?
24 door wedges.
24? I mean, I bought door wedges on Amazon, I was just thinking, but 24?
In bulk.
Yes, why would you have so many door wedges?
It was so good. It was because the front of his house had sort of wonky windowsills, window ledges, and his plants looked wonky. One plant would be lower than the other, so he'd get a door wedge, stick it under the plant, so that his potted plants on the windowsills looked symmetrical.
Oh, I'm into that. That's the sort of thing I would do.
Everything you need to know about someone.
You got a window into his window boxes.
I got a window into his soul, exactly. And then there was a lovely moment at the end when his sign off was just, I said, Julian, thank you so much for doing this. It's been a pleasure. And he said, goodbye, Tom, whoever you are. And I just, it makes my soul sing. He's just so funny.
It's so delicious.
It's so good.
Stuff just like that. My dear friend Darren, he was the producer on Go 8-Bit.
Oh, so, yes.
When I'm trying to say something funny, sometimes he would just go, I don't care what they say, you've still got it.
Thanks, Darren.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, well, look, we could go on all day.
We could.
We've got to do other things. So
it's a great wrap up.
It is.
I don't care what they say. Wrap a podcast up better than anyone.
Yeah, really ties up those loose
ends. So lovely.
My attention is waning. So
I'm the same. I have the window.
Yeah.
And then that's it. When the window goes.
Should we do some Scummy Mummy confessions, Ellie?
Yes, please.
So the other day we went to Winter Wonderland, which is the big Christmas extravaganza in Hyde Park.
Mm-hmm.
giant fairground.
I love it, yeah. Big fan. Love the mulled wine.
Love it, yeah. Mulled wine, rides.
Yeah.
Pork knuckles, very strong.
Me and Miserable Steve Hill used to take our kids there when they were very little, tie them out on the Santa train, then just literally park them like budgies with a blanket over their pushchairs by the open fire and just drink mulled wine till it was time to go home and try not to slip on the ice. Yeah, it was really jolly.
I did that with mine. He's 11. Get in there.
Sleep now.
And it was a great night. A lot like, you know, the Lost Boys. You know when they're all at that fairground and the Lost Boys, and it's just there's like, just an edge of danger. But we survived it. We did the whole night and it was amazing. And we were walking back to the tube and my wife said, I really want to go and look at that German market before we get on the tube. And I was like, fine, I'll look after the boys.
Yeah,
you do that. Yeah, yeah. So she went off to look at the overpriced stuff. And I stood with the boys and my eldest was drinking a bubble tea.
Wow.
And it's like a litre of this.
Oh, that! What chocolate is that? Tea. Why do
you? It's like jelly
it's just tea with blisters in it. It's
that's what it is. Oh my god, the bubbles are like blisters. Yes,
they are.
Exactly. They're little bogey balls, and he's supping away on this again because it goes back to what we were saying earlier on looking cool and all this stuff, and everyone has bubble tea. And they said, and my wife said, as she went to look at the market, she said they can go on the Helter Skelter, right, which is a slide. You know, you get the doormat and you go down the gentle slide. She said they cannot go on the waltzer.
Oh,
off she went. They went on Helter Skelter, Daddy coming on the waltzer. I said, sure, because I'm an absolute legend. They went on the waltzer, we got on the tube, just got past King's Cross, and it was a full late night, theatre was just emptied out, kind of vibe tube.
Hot tube.
Yeah, hot tube. Hot tube.
Not a lot of air.
Ripe, I would almost say. And my youngest went, Daddy, I feel, whoa! And then he... hold.
Oh no!
I can only describe it as an avalanche.
Oh, the fire hydrant, festive.
The full festive. It looked like a chocolate fountain.
Oh god!
6 or 7 strangers with a tide of vomit on their late night shoes.
Augustus Gloop swimming around.
Full Augustus. He goes again, and it wasn't just one evacuation. It was the foot of the works. Right, he's spasming. My wife and I stand there going, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. There's a woman sitting opposite us who was really cool, and she was like playing her Switch before it happened, and suddenly she's there and she's got these really nice suede caterpillar shoes and they got covered. And the last time I saw her, she was at the exit further down the carriage.
Well, I had to get out of there.
Nice to see you again. She was there with wet wipes, crying as she wiped.
Crying? Oh no.
She was doing this. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then she got off and I never saw her again. And I wonder about doing a Twitter thing and going, can I find her? Because I will buy her new shoes.
Oh, don't say that. You don't know how much shoes cost, for God's sake.
Oh, right,
sake.
Really?
And also, there'd be fraudian. You get 100 people applying. Okay, how will you know? It's not like Cinderella.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd take a brown felt tip to a pair of my shit old shoes and tell you I want 600 quid. No problem. Yeah.
Fine. Okay, you can have 600 quid. That's how sorry I am. So they got off, and the next day my wife said, so I just don't know why, I don't know why he was sick. And I said, neither do I. And that's the end.
And she's here tonight.
Oh, Tom.
So she just still doesn't know.
She doesn't. She said, they just went on the Helter Skelter. And I said, yes, they went on the Helter Skelter. So technically, I haven't lied, but I've held back a full picture, and the boys are sworn to secrecy as well.
Are you going to play her this bit of this podcast?
Absolutely not. No. I reckon what's the sort of tragedy plus time becomes comedy. I reckon once we've got a sort of 2-month window.
No, in that case, tragedy plus time equals divorce.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll just prepare for that instead. it was bad. It was really bad.
Well, my confession is that about 5 years ago, I took my sons to Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park. Funny enough, do you remember this, Helen? You were there.
Yeah.
And my little boy, he said, can I go on the waltzer? Seriously. And I said, yes, okay, because I really like scary rides. Ellie's really fun.
Ellie's the loop-de-loop person. I'm a spinning cops. Oh. You know, I'm the pussy. She's the big cop.
And then my little son went on it, and he did look quite pale during the ride, and he was like,
"Yeah, I was there." Oh, God. I've never seen him look so shocked. He did not look himself. Yeah.
But he wasn't unwell. There's a twist in this tale, Tom.
Fine.
He wasn't sick. What he did have was mild whiplash from the velocity.
Oh God.
The waltzer, and he had like a very, he was just came off clutching his little neck. Oh, do you remember?
Yeah.
And just really uncomfortable. For a moment there, it was like, is this an A&E situation?
Oh, my
and
God.
And then it was fine. It was fine. Yeah. I could move. It was all fine, but it was...
Yeah.
So...
And how were the Winter Wonderland guys in court? Were they nice? Is that okay?
Well,
still a blue badge is a blue badge. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Obviously, I mean, the judge struggles to take the lawyers seriously because they wear the elf costumes. so I think that really helped the case. Fuck waltzers. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
That's the moral of the story.
Well, there we go. It's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much, Tom Price.
Guys, I love this. I've loved sitting on your sofa. Oh, it's been so nice.
We've loved having you.
Is it 5 years since I last did it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was pre-bad times.
Pre-COVID
and pre... Because you hadn't had the Toaster podcast. The very successful. Over 1 million downloads.
Sure, that's the badger. You do your research.
Shall we make it like a general election when you come on in another 5 years?
Yeah, Olympic cycles. Let's go for that. See you in four.
That'd be great.
Forest Hill 2027.
Oh, yes. God. That's
a long terrifying way off. Thought.
That's a long way
off. It'll be underwater by then. it's a jolly thought to end the podcast. Anyway, tell us about your drive time show.
Yeah, great. Everyone's going to be swimming home.
Yes. So you're on Magic FM. Is it 4 till 7?
Yeah, 4 till 7, Monday to Friday. And Mummy bought a toaster. There's a new series coming out very, very soon. And that's really all you need to know. You can find me on social media and all that stuff as well if you want to.
Yes. Brilliant. And do people get your annual school photos on the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get on the at the Price Tom on Instagram and you can see the annual school photo.
Honestly, just do it. Follow him in September. You can unfollow him in October. But
Just drop him for the day. That'd be ideal. Thanks very much. I'm all about the clicks.
Excellent. shall we do the tour admin?
Yeah. So in 2024, we're going to go around the country. Keep an eye out on the website. Obviously, we'll be shouting about that.
Where else are we going? Chipping Norton, Barking, Tewkesbury.
Stockport, Ellie. We're going to fucking Stockport. I'm very excited.
Worcester!
Yeah. Stockport is a 1,300-seater. Please come to that one.
Wow.
Should I do it like the train woman on the Southern Oaks line?
Yes, please,
line?
If you could.
The scummy mummies calling out Sutton Coldfield, Stockport, Kent Hempstead Mark, that's only pencilled, ? Mansfield, Nottingham, Exeter, ? Redruth. Newbury, ? Sevenoaks.
Oh, there we go.
And that takes us
through. That's a hard pencil.
That is a stopper. That is a stopping service right there.
Yeah. All the best theatres. And the best people. Do buy tickets. That would be lovely to see you. And obviously, follow Tom, follow us, and stay safe, people.
Stay safe.
Don't have nightmares.
Yeah. COVID could come back at any time. Yeah.
If you were affected by any of the issues mentioned in today's podcast,
hands, face, price. That's what we've done today.
Wonderful.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think so.
It's hard to finish these podcasts, isn't it? It's hard to do.
I think I need a kebab. All right, come on. Okay, let's go.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Bye. Just wait for the beeping noise to finish.
Please keep that in.
So I don't like to mention it, Tom Price, but I have three Guinness World Records.
Yeah, of course. You don't mention it. Framed pictures as you enter your house do mention it.
She keeps it on the down low.
Don't
look at me. Don't ask.
And one of them is I've played Power Wash Simulator for longer than anyone else in the world. I've played it for over 24 hours. And to do that record, you have to have three stopwatches. You had to start one here.
Yes,
it's a big responsibility. You have to provide all this evidence to prove that you've done
atomic clock.
Yeah, I've got it there. It's fucking brilliant. You get it on Amazon, funnily enough.
Of course.
So
why didn't you have that story when we did the episode? Unbelievable.
I just don't know. I've done it. That's right.
Oh yeah, that's it. Time. That's the one.
So now I have these stopwatches and things, but obviously doing the record was quite stressful. And for some reason, they've all got like alarms set on them, and I can't like turn them off or find them. So 11 o'clock every night in that cupboard, which is full of electronic shit, something just stops beeping. But I quite like it now because it reminds me that I have got three Guinness World Records.
And then I get
to talk about it.
So once an hour, you have to tell this story.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Back to the Future when all the alarms start going off at the beginning. It's got a strong Back to the Future vibe there.
I think so. Helen's got the hair.
How this hair happened. Anyway,
I like it a lot.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.